Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So I want to start today with a scenario, a kind of nightmare scenario, really, for anyone who works in what you might call the knowledge business.
That's a huge group of people. We're talking corporate trainers, course creators, coaches.
Exactly. And picture this. You decide you're going to build a university. You spend months, maybe years, constructing the perfect schoolhouse. You've got the best desks, the whiteboards are spotless, the lights are on. It's a truly state-of-the-art facility.
Okay, I'm with you.
But then you walk in on the first day of school, you look around, and you have this sudden cold realization. You don't have any textbooks. You don't have any lecturers. You have this incredible infrastructure, but you've got no fuel to actually teach anyone anything.
That is the classic empty shell problem. And it sounds dramatic, but we see it all the time. A company will spend 90% of its budget on the platform, the software, and then they just stare at a blank screen and think, oh, now I have to actually write the course.
It's the content gap. And that gap is exactly where we're going to be living for this deep dive. We're looking at two specific pieces of tech that, when you sort of smash them together, might just solve this whole problem for good.
And these two are the schoolhouse and the fuel.
Right. So the Schoolhouse is a platform called Joom LMS, and the fuel, well, that's a piece of technology called the Auto Content API.
And we should be really clear here. When we say fuel, we're not talking about some, basic chatbot that writes a few paragraphs. The source material calls this an industrial-grade content transformation engine.
Industrial grade. That's a heavy term. It sounds powerful.
It's meant to, and I think the mission for us today is to see if that claim actually holds up. Can you really plug this engine into that schoolhouse and, automate an entire curriculum?
Are we really moving from a world where creators spend months filming to a world where they just transform data? It sounds a little like science fiction.
Or maybe just wishful thinking. So let's get into it.
Let's do it. Section one, the empty shell. First, we need to understand what the Schoolhouse, what Joom LMS actually does. The documents suggest it's a pretty serious player in the learning management system space.
It's a workhorse. It's built on the Joomla CMS, which makes it super flexible. It's really designed for three main groups: people selling courses online, internal corporate training, and startups.
Startups building an MVP, right? A minimum viable product.
Exactly. So think of a startup with a great idea, but not enough cash to build a custom app. They need something that just works right now to prove their idea. Joom LMS is that MVP for them.
Got it. I saw a testimonial from a user, Josh Oakes, who called it mobile, flexible, and at the right price point. So it handles the logistics.
Right. Think of it as the car's chassis. It provides the whole structure. It handles the e-commerce side, so coupons, invoicing, it tracks certificates, and it has SCORM compatibility.
Okay, hold on, SCORM. That's one of those acronyms that everyone nods along to, but maybe doesn't fully get. Can you break that down for us?
Sure. Think of it like a USB plug. You know a USB fits into any computer. SCORM just makes sure your course content plugs into any learning system and tracks your progress correctly. It means Joom LMS plays nice with professional content.
Okay, so the car is solid. It's got the steering wheel, the seats. It takes the standard fuel nozzle.
It's a very solid car, but it's parked in the driveway with an empty tank. And this is where that production bottleneck really hits. The source material for auto content calls this content saturation.
Content saturation. What does that mean?
The argument is basically that distribution isn't the problem anymore. Joom LMS solves that. If you need to send a course to 10,000 employees, you can do it tomorrow. The problem is production capacity.
Because you can't just email them all a text file and hope they read it.
You could, but they won't learn a thing, and we all know that. To get people to actually pay attention today, especially to something like compliance training, you need video, you need audio, you need quizzes. And that used to mean having completely separate teams.
An editorial team, an audio team, a video team.
And that gets expensive. I mean, the stats in our briefing were pretty
We
shocking.
were. Outsourcing one podcast episode can cost anywhere from $100,000 to $15,000. And video is what, 3 to 10,000?
Those numbers are real and they're brutal. So if you're a startup using Joom LMS and you want a 10-module course with a decent video in each one, you could be looking at $30,000, maybe $50,000 before you've even launched.
And that's why so many online courses are just, well, a bit boring and text heavy.
Exactly. It's not a creativity problem, it's a budget problem. And this is where Auto Content API comes in and proposes something different. They don't pitch themselves as a creative tool like a writing assistant. They call themselves infrastructure.
Infrastructure. That's an interesting word choice. It makes it sound like it's just running in the background, like the plumbing.
That's the idea. The goal is to decouple ideation from production.
Okay, decoupling ideation from production. Let's stick on that for a second. That feels really important. It means I can have the idea, maybe it's a PDF or a white paper, but I don't have to be the one to actually film it or record it.
Precisely. The old way is linear. You have an idea, you write a script, you hire an actor, you film, you edit. One input gives you one output. The API model is parallel. You take that one input, your idea, and you programmatically transform it into all the assets you need to fill Joom LMS.
One input, many outputs.
You got it.
Okay, so let's make this tangible, because programmatically transforming sounds nice, but what are we actually getting? Audio is huge right now in learning. How does this synergy work for audio?
This is probably the most immediate wow factor for a Joom LMS user. The source material positions auto content as a Notebook LM API alternative.
We've talked about Notebook LM, the Google tool that turns a document into a kind of podcast with two AI hosts talking.
Right. People love those because they're way more engaging than just reading. But Notebook LM is a consumer tool. You can't just plug it into a business workflow. Auto content is basically building that for the enterprise.
So walk me through it. Let's say I'm the LMS administrator for a big logistics company.
Okay. You've got a brand new 50-page safety manual. You know, for a fact, that if you just upload that PDF to Joom LMS, nobody's going to read it. They'll just scroll to the bottom and click, I agree.
Guilty. I think we've all done that.
Yeah, y'all have. So instead, you feed that PDF into the API. It analyzes the text, and it generates a, say, 15-minute podcast episode. You get an AI host and an AI expert discussing the new safety rules, using analogies, bantering a little, and you upload that into the Joom LMS course.
So now employees can listen on their drive home.
Okay, but I have to be the skeptic here. We've all heard text-to-speech. Is this going to sound like my GPS from 10 years ago? Because if it's robotic, people will tune out even faster. That is a very valid concern. Listening fatigue is a real thing, but the sources are really clear on this. The voice quality is described as natural, steady, and believable. The tech has moved on so much, they even talk about conveying emotion, which is key for keeping attention.
And what about that other feature? The CEO paradox. That sounded wild.
Oh, this is great. This solves a massive problem in corporate training.
The problem being that the CEO wants to be the voice of the training, but has absolutely no time to record anything.
You nailed it. They want that personal touch. They can't spend a day in a recording studio.
Yeah.
So with this, the CEO just records a few minutes of their voice one time. The API creates a voice clone.
Okay.
So now anytime there's a weekly update or a new course intro, the training team just types the script. The API generates the audio in the CEO's actual voice. It's a high-touch feel with zero time taken from the CEO's calendar.
It's efficient. A little spooky, maybe, but very efficient.
It builds that connection. And in education, connection is everything.
Okay, so audio is covered. We're filling our Joom LMS with podcasts. But video is still king for engagement. You said earlier a single video can cost thousands. How do you solve that without breaking the bank?
This is where the economics just get kind of crazy. The API has a feature for making what they call faceless videos or explainer videos.
Right. Those channels are huge on YouTube. Videos with stock footage, maybe an avatar, a voiceover, but no actual person on camera.
They're massive. And this API lets you bring that same style into your own courses. You can give it a script, or you can even just give it a URL from your own website.
Wait, you can just point it at a website.
Yes. So imagine you're a software company using Joom LMS to train new customers. You have a help page that says how to reset your password. You just feed that URL to the API. It scrapes the text and turns it into a 60-second video with an avatar walking you through the steps, subtitles and all.
And you just drop that video right into the Joom LMS course module.
Exactly. And now look at the cost arbitrage. The source says a manual video, minimum, is $300. The API cost for that 60-second explainer is about 400 credits.
Okay, and what's 400 credits in? Like, real money?
It works out to roughly 4 euros.
4 euros. Compared to $300. That's not a discount. That's a completely different model.
It's a 90% plus reduction. And what that means for the person using Joom LMS is you no longer have to decide which lessons deserve a video. You can have a video for every single lesson. You're not rationing your budget. You're flooding the zone with content.
Flooding the zone. I like that. It completely changes how you'd even design a course.
It drives up dwell time, too. The longer a student is watching, the longer they're on your platform. Every LMS admin cares about that.
Now, I want to pivot a bit. Joom LMS isn't just for watching stuff. It's a learning management system. The management part means testing, tracking, all of that. Does this API help with the assessment side of things?
It does, and this is where it goes beyond just making media and into what they call their deep research engine.
This part really stood out to me. It says the API uses agents to browse the live websites like the Financial Times or SEC.gov.
Right, and that's the critical difference. This isn't just an LLM making stuff up from its training data. It's going out and looking at current real-world information, and it provides citations and confidence scores.
How does that help me build a quiz for my Joom LMS course?
Okay, so imagine you want to create a course on the impact of AI on logistics. You just give that topic to the API. The research engine goes out, finds the latest reports, and writes the lesson text. But then it also generates the assessment materials from that same research.
So it actually writes the quiz questions for you.
It writes the quizzes, it creates study guides, it generates summaries, it can even make the slide decks for you.
So wait, let me get this workflow straight. I give it a topic.
Yep.
It researches it, writes the lesson, makes the video, creates the podcast summary.
And it makes the quiz to test the student at the end.
And my job is just to organize it.
You're the conductor. You're not playing every instrument in the orchestra anymore. You're just organizing the assets into a curriculum.
That is a huge time saver. And it connects to something else, that sales advantage testimonial. The user said his business went international because of Joom LMS, but going international is a logistical nightmare.
It's a swamp. Translators, voice actors, subtitles. It's a mess. But the Auto Content API supports over 50 languages. This is the global expansion lever.
Walk me through that. How does that work in practice?
So that user, Marshall, creates his sales course in English in Joom LMS. It's got video, audio, text. Using the API, he can trigger a workflow that will transcribe everything, translate it, and then this is the magic: resynthesize the audio and video into Spanish or German or Japanese.
Resynthesize. So the Spanish version has a Spanish-speaking avatar and a Spanish podcast host.
Correct. And it happens almost instantly without hiring a single voice actor in Madrid or a translator in Tokyo.
That basically multiplies your total addressable market, your TAM, overnight.
Exactly. If you only speak English, your market is limited. If you can speak 50 languages, your market is the world. It basically gets rid of the language tax on doing business globally.
The language tax. I like that. Okay, let's talk implementation because we keep saying API, and for some people, that's a scary word. It sounds like you need a team of developers.
It can, but the sources say this is designed for modern headless workflows.
Okay, headless. Break that down for the non-technical folks.
So think of a traditional website, like a restaurant where the kitchen is attached to the dining room. You have to eat where the food is cooked. Headless means the kitchen is separate. You can send the food anywhere to a mobile app, a website, or in this case, to Joom LMS.
I like that analogy. So the API is the kitchen. But do I need to know how to code to run the kitchen?
Not necessarily. It integrates with no-code tools like Zapier or Make.com. They're like digital glue.
So I don't need to know Python to do that.
No, you can set up a headless content production workflow. Imagine this.
Yeah.
You have a Dropbox folder on your computer.
Okay, I can handle that.
You drag a PDF into that folder. That one action triggers an automation in Make. That automation wakes up the Auto Content API. The API ingests the PDF, generates the video, the podcast, the quiz, and then sends all those finished assets right back to your Joom LMS media library.
So I drag a file, go get a coffee, and when I come back, my course is basically half built.
That's the promise. It treats content production like a factory line, not an art studio.
And the economics seem to line up for that bootstrap persona. Joom LMS has a startup plan, and Auto Content has a plan for amateurs.
The pricing is really aggressive. Their amateur plan is listed at 24 euros a month for 1,000 credits.
24 euros, that's
Yeah.
barely lunch.
And the source puts it this way: for the price of one single hour of a freelancer's time, you can generate a month's worth of daily podcasts. If you're building an MVP on Joom LMS, you can't afford a freelancer, but you can afford 24 euros.
It democratizes that high production value look. You can look like a Fortune 500 company, but you're working out of your garage with a 24-euro subscription.
That's what technology does. It levels the playing field. Joom LMS gives you the professional schoolhouse, and Auto Content fills it with professional content.
So let's zoom out. What does this all mean? We started with the empty schoolhouse.
We did. And I think the big takeaway is that this combination of Joom LMS and an API like this, it fundamentally changes the job of the course creator.
How so?
Yeah.
Because you could argue it makes them obsolete. If the robot is writing the course, what am I even doing?
I don't think so at all. I think it elevates them. Before, your value was in your ability to produce. Could you edit video? Could you speak clearly into a mic? If you couldn't, you were stuck.
You were limited by your technical skills or your budget.
And now all those production tasks are commodities. The API does them. So your value shifts from production to strategy to curation. You get to ask, what should this course be about? How should I structure it for the best outcome? You become the architect, not the bricklayer.
I love that. You're designing the education, not just manufacturing the assets.
Exactly. You free up the human expert to do the human things, mentorship, strategy, community, while the machines handle the lectures.
This is a completely new world for education. And that's where I want to leave our listeners with one final thought. We've talked about filling the empty shell of an LMS. But if content creation becomes instant and basically free, what's next?
It's a really provocative question.
If you can generate a whole course in 5 minutes, why do we all have to take the same one?
Go on.
Could we see a future where every single student who logs into Joom LMS gets a totally unique curriculum, not just picking modules, but a fully AI-generated course built just for them, tailored to their knowledge gaps in their language, using analogies that they'll get?
That's the holy grail, isn't it? Infinite personalization. If the cost of content is zero, the curriculum can be unique to every single person. That changes everything. The course of one.
The course of one. Something to think about as you design your next curriculum. That's all for this deep dive into the synergy between Joom LMS and Auto Content API. Thanks for listening.
Keep learning.